This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Tomorrow, Pipers, Western Dakota. Auction is a big machinery auction happening out there. Looking forward to that very much. The location, Bowman, North Dakota. That's right, at Pipers. Still getting grief about having not been to Bowman anytime previously, but you can stop giving me grief, because tomorrow I'm checking that box. So anyway, the Western Dakota Machinery Auction, Bowman, North Dakota, 2019. Big event. Andy Murnick, Jim Sabe, and Kevin Pfeiffer, the whole team, out there going to have a grand time. So it starts at 10, a mountain time, okay, in Bowman. Details, the full list at Pfeiffer's.com. Check that out there. Also, on the program tomorrow, we're going to be chatting with Victor Davis Hanson. And Victor Davis Hanson has written the book, The Case for Trump. Kind of one of my favorite commentators. Not kind of, he is. He's just right up there. He does a very nice job. And we're going to chat with Senator John Hovind later this hour on the program as well. A lot to cover with him, so looking forward to that. And what else? One thing I could tell you is you can easily ask a question, share your comments, just tell us what's on your mind by picking up the phone, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text us, 701-367-2054. That's for me. Or Todd at 701-226-8503. Todd, a little weather update for you, if you don't mind, just to kind of give people a lay of the land here on some of the weather situation. Easy for you to do because you're not going to have much snow on your head. It's going to be elsewhere. Already raging, like Twin Cities getting whacked, and of course South Dakota getting whacked, and more on the way. A winter storm warning for, I'm going to let Todd do the weather, and then we're going to chat with our guest today.
Especially in southeastern North Dakota, you could see as much of a foot in the Fargo area as you go further south, Wahpeton, up to 2 feet. The activity should be moving off over the course of tonight into tomorrow morning. By the time we get to midday to afternoon tomorrow, should be able to breathe a sigh of relief. Will it be our last go-round of snow? Stay tuned. Ugh. How's that for the tease?
Can't believe it's happening.
I know.
Although I have to say, the winter storm warning took effect at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. I think 7 a.m. this right. morning. And it doesn't look any different than it did last night at 7 p.m. So I don't know if that means it's shifting
it.
A little bit, or it's coming a little later than we thought.
North Dakota's give to Minnesota. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. Exactly right. We ask what's on your mind in this program. I do want to get Miller in here, and then we're going to bring in our guest, and we're going to talk about sexual risk avoidance, something we don't talk about every day. But one thing we do talk about almost every day is, you know, the protection of loved ones, right? Keeping them safe, saving lives, preventing injuries. We certainly talk about driving, staying alive at 25 because of teen drivers. There's a lot of things we talk about, wisdom and advice and guidance for our kids, but often we talk about risk avoidance when it comes to the sexual side. So we're going to talk about that today on the program. Miller in Williston first, though, wants to get in. What's on your mind, Miller?
Hi, Kemp. Asked if the voters in Williston on District 8 got to have the District 1 voters vote with them. No. You never do that. You only vote in the school district you reside in.
Right, and
you
so that's why.
About that yesterday.
So basically, the you don't have the people that are, you know, would see the benefit of a new school for their children. You don't have the benefit of them voting on whether or not they want that to be there or not. And it's West Fargo and Fargo had that for a while, you know, because the school district was different. It didn't, you know, in other words, there were Fargo students in the West Fargo school district. And so you'd have kind of the same thing. That one's pretty extreme, though, from everything I can gather up there. Miller, are people upset? Do they want to change it, or what's the view?
Okay, the town school, which is District 1, they want to change it. But District 8 was voted on by the Williams County voters May of 1950. It was all the rural schools combined into one. See? That Granora, Ray's, Tioga, and nobody else wanted Trenton Williston. And so it's still in effect.
Yeah, I beat
and 11 months after that, organized, then oil hit North Dakota, so that school district ended up with some mineral rights also. Now the rest of your schools will take them. You understand?
I do, and I don't like it. I mean, school, you know, there's all kinds of peril there, right? I mean, there's a structural problem. The school equity funding formula is not exactly the best policy. You got district boundaries that are really too small. How about this? Do you think District 8 needs to play ball and be decent neighbors?
That's right, and they plan to build a high school. That's their plans. And the two school districts have worked together for a long time, and it'll still keep working. But District 1 thinks this is going to solve all their problems by merging, and it won't. We still need school.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Joel, I can't but ask if they got to vote. No, you only vote in the school district that you reside in. Doesn't matter which one's your own property.
Well, I can't fix him. I can't fix him. You're going to have to do that, okay? But you got the facts out there, and that's all that matters, Miller. I appreciate the time very much. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, you know, you got a very tax valuation poor area in District 1 and, you know, all the growth in District 8 and also all the valuation. So they got to do something there. Well, speaking of schools, are they doing parents a proper service when it comes to talking to their kids about avoiding sexual risk? We're going to talk about that program today. It's not a topic we tackle a lot, but it's a worthy topic for sure. Our friend Nadia, who is the clinic director from Dakota Hope Clinic, is here. Santana. Hi, Nadia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Scott?
Good. Nice to catch up with you again. And Nadia has introduced us to Marianne Mozak, who is the president and CEO of Ascend, which is a national membership and advocacy organization in this sexual risk avoidance field. That's a term you don't hear a lot. Explain that. Let's start there, Marianne. What is that?
Well, hello, Scott. I'm still in shock about the 2 feet of snow you're all having up there.
Yeah, you and us both. Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. But anyway, yes, sexual risk avoidance education. Your listeners may recognize it more readily as abstinence education. But we have actually changed the name of it because sexual risk avoidance is a more accurate term to reflect what is taught. It is based on a public health model of risk avoidance, and it's basically the same approach that we use in public health to address other teen risk behaviors like smoking or drinking or using drugs. And, you know, the primary message is if you haven't started, you don't. And if you have, let us help you quit. So sexual risk avoidance really empowers young people to resist sexual risk so that they can eliminate the consequences, which can be very impactful on one's life, both now and in the future.
I like it because it grabs your attention, number one. And right or wrong, abstinence is you know, something you always sort of start from a defensive standpoint when you're talking about it. And sadly, most people, I think, you know, it's not realistic. Who are you kidding? You know, but, you know, all of that. It's sort of you've lost before you've started. So to wake me up to say, well, wait a minute, risk. Now, risk. What are you talking about there? That's good. What are the risks? By using that term, do you think should you know, wake up parents or wake up children?
Well, you know, to become a parent at 15, you can imagine how that impacts a student, a young girl, especially, you know, who's still in the throes of developing in terms of puberty. And, you know, to become a parent at 15, it's pretty straightforward that that would impact your ability to maybe pursue your education or your goals and your dreams. We know that there are physical consequences of sexual activity, including STDs, which I'm not sure your viewers would know or listeners would know this, but 50% of the STDs that are contracted now is really borne by the younger generation between 15 and 24. And they are having the most, you know, incidence of gonorrhea and syphilis and chlamydia and HIV. So we, the CDC actually says this is an epidemic among the younger population and one that we need to address. So that is definitely a risk.
No question about that.
Social and emotional.
Physical, social, yes. Emotional. Those are the risks. Charles has a question. We'll get to you, Charles, in a moment. We'll continue more with Marianne and Nadia after the break. 800-228-0550. Ask your questions.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there are probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lemoore counties in North Dakota, Clay, Norman, and Monoman counties in Minnesota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friend CJ and his team at DAC Diesel. That's right, DAC Diesel. They get it done day in, day out. Right now, today, there are rigs rolling in to the DAC Diesel shop in Bismarck from every corner of North Dakota. That's just a typical day. They also do some house calls, too. If something's not moving, they'll get out there and take care of it that way. And that's what they do. They take care of their customers any way they can, whether it's a tractor, whether it is a semi, whether it's a diesel truck, anything diesel. Diesel's their deal. They are the best of the best in getting anything diesel moving again. Long-lasting repair, maintenance services, they do it all. Call for an appointment, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, online at dacdiesel.com. All right, continuing with our guest, we're talking about an organization, Ascend, that is advocating for sexual risk avoidance to be front and center in educating students. It is a replacement, if you will, of the term abstinence, for obvious reasons, brings into account, I guess, when you talk about sexual risk, you're going to have a student, you're going to have a son or daughter say, whoa, at least sit up a little more and find out what kind of risks are there. So I think, it's sort of straight talk for sex ed, maybe. And with us today talking about it is the clinic director, Nadia Semitana, who is the Dakota Hope Clinic director. And also Marianne Mozak from Ascend. And, Nadia, this is something Dakota Hope Clinic's been working on for a lot of years, right?
Yes. Well, we've been looking for something like this. And, it was from the start when Dakota Hope opened 5 years ago, we wanted to do something in the area of prevention. And this is our first main effort in that regard, other than the individual talking we do with our clients. So this class is geared for anyone who wants to be more comfortable and knowledgeable about talking about sexual risk with their children or their students or their clients or their patients. And I wanted to also mention that for this course now, we are privileged to offer some continuing education credits. We have 2 graduate credit hours that Minot State is offering for anyone who completes this course. For teachers that complete it, they get 2 graduate credits. Nurses can get 12.5 continuing ed hours, and social workers can get 10.5 continuing ed hours. So it would benefit them in lots of ways.
And are you holding a information session or actual class on this anytime soon?
Yes, we are. We have one. We're taking registrations now for the class that is on May 8th and 9th this year now. And it's important that people register early. The deadline for registration is just in a few days, which is next Tuesday, the 16th. And the reason we have to have people register early is because there's a time commitment involved in the pre-course work that is required. There's between 25 and 40 hours worth of pre-course work required, where they read and watch videos and take quizzes online.
Charles has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Charles.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Charles. Yeah, I was asking, they talk about accountability for people in Washington. We haven't even got a accountability on that, where the taxpayer paid for them people to be the keep out of trouble. There's a big list of legislatures that haven't been released. Why is that going on? Because you talk about accountability for what they've been doing to Trump. I don't believe there's going to be any accountability. I believe that guy's right that was on there earlier, because they're going to say, we can't release this. And because they're not releasing that list. So you've got an accountability list that's already proven they haven't released.
Right. All right, Charles. Do me a favor. Call back when we have some open phone time, and let's pursue that a little bit further. The accountability I thought you were talking about is the accountability of parents holding, our kids accountable. So I want to return to this topic. So, Marianne, where are we at in the whole, are we making progress on this being an option, right? That we don't have our schools saying, we're going to throw in the towel here because we know these kids are going to choose to put themselves at risk with this kind of behavior. So we're just going to, tell them what they should do to try to avoid the risk, but they're going to go there. Is abstinence making inroads in our schools?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. There's a couple points on that, Scott. First of all, I think it's really important to know that since 1991, we have had a 31% increase in teens waiting for sex, which actually means that teens are having less sex now than they did 20 years ago.
And that's typically very surprising to most parents and legislators and even school board members and ordinary citizens. There is this perception that, you know, all teens are having sex and it's running rampant. But we are seeing great progress. And so when people actually charge that, you know, this is an unrealistic message, we would point to that very compelling statistic and say that it is very important that we reinforce this good trajectory that teens are on. So the Trump administration has been very favorable to sexual risk avoidance education and opened up more funding streams. During the Obama administration, we spent nearly $1 billion on condom-based sex education programs. And at the end of that 8 years, what the HHS report found was that 80% of comprehensive sex education programs had no effect. So, you know, and really when you look at the statistics also, condom use among teens is down. So, you know, we have all this money going to trying to increase condom and contraceptive use among teens, and we're not making progress there. But we are making progress on teens who are waiting to have sex. And so, yes, we're very excited that communities like in North Dakota, especially where it's the first time to be in your state giving this particular seminar, have the choice between a sexual risk avoidance program or a sexual risk reduction program, which would be a condom-based program.
And I hope parents don't wait for the schools to have the uncomfortable conversation here, but to talk about this early on. That's the kind of tools you get at a seminar like this. So May 8th and 9th, Dakota Hope Clinic in Minot. And how do folks register, Nadia?
They go to our website at www.dakotahope.org and click on events, and you'll see how you can register there or read more information about it.
And Marianne, how do we find more about this program and the work you're doing?
Our website would be weascend.org, and we have all kinds of resources. We have a parent toolkit, and a lot of different topics are covered there that I think your listeners would find very helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah, weascend.com. Marianne Mozek from Ascend putting on this seminar May 8th and 9th in Minot. The deadline to register is next Tuesday. Is that right? Tuesday the 16th.
That's
correct. Yeah. All right. And Nadia Santana, thank you so much. It's good to catch up with you again, Nadia. Nice to talk to you. And our best to everybody at Dakota Hope Clinic doing good work there. Clinic director, hope that's well attended on May 8th and 9th. Find out more about it. Thanks, good sense. Senator John Hoeven coming up. Tackle some of the issues, and there are many, including how things are going in agriculture with those trade deals, when we come back.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announcing the news to members of Parliament.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange. Yeah.
The co-founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, now charged with computer hacking by the United States. The Justice Department charges connected to the WikiLeaks release of classified documents from former Army Private Chelsea Manning. Assange was arrested on an extradition request from the U.S. in London this morning for violating U.K. bail conditions. He'd been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 7 years. Police arresting the son of a sheriff's deputy in connection with a string of fires at black churches in Louisiana. Reports say 21-year-old Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi power tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details. U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Before the top of the hour, and Senator John Holman will be joining us momentarily. Questions or comments for him, welcome at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 is the text for me. If you want to call us, 258-0550, local telephone number, 701-258-0550, or text Todd. Better yet, text Todd, 701-226-8503.
Yeah, give Todd something to do.
Give Todd some love today on the text.
Or some hate or whatever, you know. Hate's haters gone with hate. they say that yet, or am I getting older?
We don't have any haters out there. We have some people that don't like President Trump very much, and therefore, you know, kind of send some nasty grams once in a while. But that's okay. It's America. We like that. We read them. We share that. You know?
Sure.
Fine with that.
100%. Even Rush will tell you he'd rather have a bunch of calls or callers who disagree with him than just call after call after call saying the same thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. So when we say what's on your mind, it isn't, do you agree with us? Then tell us what's on your mind. No, it's just anything goes. Brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Once we get these snowstorms done, once we get this, fields in shape for some planting, then there'll be the need for sprayers, right?
Yeah.
And we need sprayers. And the best of the best in sprayers is High Plains Apache, because they have that the mechanical drive is the best in class. The warranty is best in class. A lot of great options. Go to highplainsapache.com. Stop and see them in Mandan, next to Culver's. Fargo, south of Fargo, actually Frontier, exit 60. Or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Senator John Holman joins us from the nation's capital right now. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing?
Doing very well, and looking forward to catching up on a whole. I got about 100 things I want to talk to you today. I don't think we're going to have much time for enough time for 100. But is it an unusually busy time in Washington right now? Do you feel like there's just a whole lot going on?
Yeah. It's been real busy, no question about it. But that's good. We've got to get some things done, right?
Absolutely. So one of the things I want to start with was on the trade side. I know it feels like a broken record. We kind of ask you about this all the time. But obviously, you got a lot of farmers and ranchers out there sitting on the edge of their seat wondering, okay, when is the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian deal going to be done, passed, and sent to the president? When is there going to be a framework for an agreement with China and a few other of those rolling around? What's the latest?
Well, first off, you're right to keep bringing it up. We need to. I do that almost every day because, you know, we've got to get these trade deals in place for our farmers. I mean, it's critical, and we got to keep pushing to get it done as soon as we can. Matter of fact, I just got done conducting a hearing of AgriProps, and we had Sonny Perdue and some of his top people in front of us today. And, I mean, that's the first question I laid out there for him. I said, hey, you know, how soon can we get these deals? And so he went through it. You know, first, we've got to get USMCA to the floor. I talked to the president about that not too long ago. And Secretary Perdue said the same thing. They're going to submit that, you know, soon. I hope that means, you know, if not this month, I hope in May. Part of that is their negotiation with Speaker Pelosi in the House. But I think they need to submit it, and we need to start pounding the drum because it's a good agreement. And I think we got the support to get it passed, and the sooner is better for our farmers and ranchers. We talked about China, and we also talked about Japan. And, of course, I met with him one-on-one first ahead of the hearing like we always do. So he can't give specific time frames, but he feels that both China and Japan negotiations are going well and that we're going to get good agreements for agriculture. You know, when I press him on the time angle and, great. And I know it's hard to say when, but say when. And he says sooner versus later. You know, that's obviously a little frustrating. And I think he's telling me what he can, you know, what he knows. And, of course, I talked to Kudlow and Lighthizer and the rest of them, too. So I know they think they're going to get a good deal for agriculture. The key is how long it takes, but they feel they're making good progress. With China, it has a lot to do with all the other issues like patent infringement and them stealing our technology and all that kind of stuff. But you saw Mnuchin came out this morning, Secretary of Treasury, and said that they've gotten a lot of that covered now. So, again, I emphasize, well, look, if this is going to drag out, I mean more than a few months, you know, get us some purchases so that we've got China showing good faith while we get this deal done to help our farmers.
The issue of pressing the president to help move the USMCA through Congress, I always say, how does the president do that? In other words, how does he move it through Congress? Isn't it Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi they got to move it through Congress?
Oh, totally. I mean, all I'm saying is I think what I'm recommending to the administration, and I've recommended to the president directly and to his whole team, his trade team, to Sonny, to everybody, is my recommendation, for what it's worth, you know, is submit it as soon as you can, and we'll start pounding the drum here. In other words, we'll start pressing for it in the Senate. We'll start pressing for it in the House. And I think we got a strong case to make because I think it's a good agreement that not only helps our farmers and ranchers, but our manufacturers, our technology companies, and everybody else. And I think that puts pressure on Pelosi and Schumer and anyone that's not on board, hopefully, to get on board. So that's what I mean. In other words, I'm trying to be helpful to get to advance it.
One last thing on just the farm ranch side of things. You had Secretary Perdue before your committee and talked about the LIP program assistance. For the folks out there in the ranching world right now that are, like everything, kind of hanging on pins and needles here to find out what's happening right now with some of these trade deals. What do you see? What's new there?
Well, we not only increased the amount of funding availability, but also the flexibility for the local FSAs to determine that where ranchers have had losses to it, you know, whether it can be blizzard or flooding or, you know, any of these different kind of storms we've had, hurricanes down in, you know, Texas and in the southeast, that under that livestock indemnity program now they can provide assistance for those cattle producers in a much more significant and immediate way than they could before. And that's what we asked Sonny to agree to do. And he came back, you know, in a very responsive way and said, yep, they'll do that. And we talked about that again today at the hearing.
So I saw a letter that you and other members of the delegation received from Tommy Fisher yesterday related to I don't know what else to call it, but shenanigans by the Corps, right? Where playing some games with how they're doing these bids and who they're allowing to bid on different jobs. I know you've been pressing hard for Fisher Industries to get in that mix of the finals that would be looked at, which is seeming to be difficult. Meanwhile, the president's down in front of a two-mile stretch of wall that was funded in the Obama administration in 2009. And I'm thinking, are the dots not connecting here? When the president is saying, this is great, here's 2 miles of wall. I'm glad the replacement wall was built, but it was 2 miles. It took 8 months. And you got a private contractor here saying, hey, we can do a mile a day, and they don't even get the opportunity to bid. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, Scott, that's a good question, and we need to find out the answer. Matter of fact, I already, when he was down here, Tommy and I met, I think it was last week, and then he went over to see the chief acquisition officer at CBP, and I couldn't get over there because of my schedule, but I got on the phone with them and went through with him and with Tommy there at the meeting. Okay, you're in charge of, and this is a chief acquisition guy, a fellow by the name of Mark Borkowski at Customs and Border Protection. And you saw, Kevin McAleen is the new head of DHS. He's somebody I've worked with for a long time. He's solid. He's a good guy. He was head of CBP back when I chaired DHS Approach. So when I was going around looking at all this different stuff, Kevin and I were going around together. So I think he's a strong performer. But I talked to him about this as well. And he said, well, no, you know, the Corps does this for him. We'll count on them to advance it. So then we've gone to this Borkowski. And I said, look, I want accountability and transparency on this. I want to understand, you know, how you're doing it and who's getting the bid. Just be accountable and transparent. So he then also gave me the names of the two guys at the Corps of Engineers that are working at Director of Business Ops and Director of the Wall Program. And so I've got my crew now working with those guys and saying, look, we want to understand. We want transparency and accountability. And I'll talk to the head of the Corps of Engineers, General Todd Semenite, who I know quite well about it as well, if I have to. But yeah, you're right. Let's have hope. Let's know what the hell's going on, and then we can assess it.
Yeah, so frustrating, because it seems to me it's going to be a political liability fairly soon for the president, just on basic math. What's been allocated for dollars? What's been built, right? So you need new speed, and meanwhile you're going with the same old people that have done it the old way before. It's like, I mean, should the Corps just be out of it altogether? Should it just be DHS and private contractors?
Well, we'll find out, right? I mean, we've got to find out what's going on in order to figure out how to fix it. And, you know, when you talk to administration, even when I talk to Kevin, you know, they feel like they are rebuilding a lot of wall. And so, again, we've got to find out what's going on and address it. We'll work with Tommy to do that, you know.
On the front of just the problem itself, I mean, we're a bit of a magnet now, right? Because now these traffickers know they can, you know, take advantage of middle-class Mexican families, say, hey, we'll get you up there, give us some money, you'll be in there for 20 days, and then you'll get out. So just turn yourself into an agent, and then you go. So it's a mess because of our laws. Is there any hope that the Senate and the House could get together and plug a few of these holes with some emergency legislation?
I sure hope so, because we're going to force the issue, and we're trying to force the issue, I should say, already, and we're going to keep pushing on it and see if our colleagues across the aisle will join us. Ron Johnson has been working through the Homeland Security Committee, and you know, we're just trying to fix the loophole, just a common sense basis where you can get faster and fair adjudication of somebody, you know, that's applying for asylum, meaning that you do a better job up front of assessing whether, you know, they are, quote, at risk, so, you know, they need to come in, and then making sure that we have the ability to adjudicate you know, their claim for asylum. Well, we still have the ability to hold them together as a family, of course, but to hold them and determine whether or not they have an asylum claim. And we need to do that.
No question about it. And stat, right? And quick. Now, obviously, the challenge there is in, is Nancy Pelosi going to allow that vote? Is it actually going to, you know, happen? And people can put on the record it should, given the problem right now, but that's the tough part, right? Yeah. I heard Mitch McConnell say on Fox last night that he and Nancy have a pretty good relationship, so maybe he can make that happen. More after this with Senator Hoban. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're back with Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in, check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, and relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Even in April, we get snowstorms. You need reliable power. A couple of months from now, it'll be really, really hot. You need reliable power, right? Affordable, reliable energy. Baseload energy that's there. Keeping a great tradition of jobs and boost to the economy going from a great industry. Long history. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. More with Senator John Hoeven on the program today. I was blown away yesterday by the testimony of the Attorney General William Barr, who basically told Jeanine Shaheen, who was asking him questions about this and others, that, yeah, I think they were spying. That's why we're doing this investigation, and it was in a political campaign. You know, that narrative hasn't been on the front page of the Washington Post or the New York Times. Nobody's seen that. A lot of people have been talking about it, as it was pretty obvious. Hillary's campaign funds a dossier along with the DNC. They cook up a bunch of stuff that's not true. They inject Russia into it, not true. Then they take that to the FISA court. FISA court says, wow, okay, all right, go to investigation. Then they tap the phones. They do all the stuff they do. And meanwhile, it was all started from a lie. So I'm thrilled this guy's willing to go into the swamp and say, sorry, but this is the facts and take it on. But that's in a grand scheme of the American political system, a pretty extraordinary statement from the Attorney General, isn't it, Senator?
Well, I think we've seen right from the beginning, Scott, that this is a guy who is just going to methodically go through all the facts and figure out exactly what happened, follow the law, and then provide as much of that information to the public as he can. And I think that's the right approach. And even, you know, if you watched his interview by the Judiciary Committee, you know, before he was confirmed, I think he was very matter of fact in what he said. He said, look, this is how I'm going to do it. I think he's about 74 years old. He's been Attorney General once before under Herbert Walker Bush. He's, you know, he knows how things work here. He's been in the public sector, in the private sector. And I don't think there's anything here for him other than to come in and honestly do the best job he can to follow the law, see that things are done right, thoroughly, carefully, and professionally, and provide as much of that information to not only the lawmakers, but the public as he can, and that's what we want.
But the statement from him that he believes there was spying and this needs to be investigated, that right there should shake the foundation of our government to say, what in the heck is going on, right?
Yeah, anytime that, you know, anyone's being investigated, any citizen of this country is being investigated or surveilled, you know, it has to be done pursuant to the law. And as he said, lawful predicate, because we're talking about our civil rights, our liberties, our freedoms that are guaranteed to us under the Constitution. So that's something, whether you're Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter what. I mean, for all of us, that's about protecting our fundamental civil rights under the Constitution.
Fred, Wing, North Dakota, question for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, Fred.
Senator Hovind, thank you for being on the air today. I really appreciate you guys going after those commodities and President Trump and what he's doing. It's been all stacked against us for years here, the way it looks, and President Trump and you guys are trying to unstack it, and I thank you for that. But we have some local in-country problems with the inputs. Some of the inputs are being controlled by government-sponsored monopolies. They've given them laws that have brought the seed prices from $20 an acre to $80 an acre for corn, soybeans, sunflowers, canola. And that's $60 an acre overpriced there. You know, that goes a long way. You plant 1,000 acres and you're losing $40 an acre to a monopoly on the seed costs. And we could use that $40 an acre out here right now this spring. I mean, I already got my air seeder pulled out. I got to start filling that. If I plant 1,000 acres of corn, I believe that the price of corn seed is $40 an acre more than it should be.
Fred, I'm going to pause you right there just so we give Senator Hovind a chance to answer this, because we're running up against the clock here.
You know, Fred, I understand that right now there's a lot of price pressure. I'd heard that on the fertilizer side, and we're trying to get at that with some of the anhydrous production and urea production in-state using all that natural gas we have, and I was hoping that'd bring the cost curve down a little bit. And on the seed side, I'll have to get more information from you on that. If Scott gets your number, I'll have Tom Brustegard give you a call from my staff and talk about it a little bit. I was hoping that some of those seed companies we have in state, and we have some good ones, might be able to help a little bit there. But we'll see what, you know, if there's something we can help with.
Fred, hang on here. We'll get your number for Senator Hovind's office. That'd be great. Real quick, you have a who's who coming to North Dakota. Ben Carson, Rick Perry. Tell us quickly what's the plan?
Well, a whole different variety of things. You know, in the next week, I'll be working on flood protection. I'll be out there. And then the week after that, I'll have some of the top FAA people out there because we're going to be doing stuff up in Grand Forks in a big way on air traffic management and unmanned stuff. Both will be, you know, important things. A little further out, we're going to bring Rick Perry out to the ERC. He needs to see what we're doing on carbon capture because we're getting closer to this. An actual project where
it's going to be absolutely great collaboration. Out of time there. We'll talk about Ben Carson next week. Senator John Hovind.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.